Now, welcome on the call, the head coach, Stony Brook, Chuck Brewery. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. A 45-14 setback for your team in New Hampshire, but certainly, especially in the first half, some things to build on. Just give me your impressions on the game.
New Hampshire's a good football team. Arguably have two of the best football players at FCS. I thought, the game was certainly in control throughout the first quarter and midway through the second quarter. And it's a competitive game, good physical game. They had their opportunities. We had our opportunities. Fairly well-balanced game. Gave a couple scores late in the second quarter that put us behind, came out and fought really hard in the third quarter. We just weren't able to put points on the board, which has been our problem. The third quarter, we took it down. It was 31-14. We just never could put the ball in the end zone. And, that's tough. We'll figure that out. But kudos to New Hampshire, good football team, and our kids are fighting.
First question this morning from Martin Ardici. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello, Chuck. I'm curious to get your evaluation of your quarterback case. I know he's also listed as a graduate student, but does he have further eligibility left after this year?
He's got two more after this year.
Okay.
Yeah, he was an early enrollee at Buffalo and redshirted, has COVID, and graduated there in 3 years. So he's got two more.
Just how about your evaluation of him? What kind of player he is, and where you see him going?
I think he's his first game experience showed up against Delaware this year, and each and every week we've seen an improvement. His ability to make plays has continued to get better. He's a product of our supporting calf. I think he's found our top target, Anthony Johnson, quite a bit throughout the year. We're protecting him enough. We're not letting up sacks, but the pocket isn't always clean, so we're not letting him get to his second and third progression. But I've been very pleased with it, and to be very candid with you, I don't think it's his. He's not the reason we're not scoring points. I think it's just cumulative of some mistakes that are being made and not finishing plays.
Okay, thank you.
You got it.
Next question from Alexander DeMauro. Go ahead, Alexander.
Thank you. So going back to last week, New Hampshire really attacked you guys in the air. They threw for 344 yards, four passing touchdowns. What keeps going wrong for the secondary on this team?
Well, certainly, first and foremost, New Hampshire's thrown for about that amount versus everybody this year. So, but that doesn't mean they had to throw that amount against us. There were a couple of coverage things that they took advantage of, schemed a couple things. Should have been in position to make a few plays that we did not make, a couple tackles, which would have prevented the long plays. It's a work in progress. We've some injuries at the safety position and guys coming back. But once again, it's all about getting the pass rush too. And New Hampshire protects the quarterback very well. And we weren't able to generate that pressure.
Next question from Sam Cooperman. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, Chuck. Curious, the run defense element of this game. You look at what Villanova did a couple weeks ago. Granted, weather dictates play calling a little bit in that spot. Even so, they ran it down Elon's throat. How do you prepare for that?
Well, they've got three tremendous running backs. Coach Mark Ferrante is a former O-line coach. So I do think the run game is always going to be a priority in what they do. I think you've got to obviously balance your attack. But, based on their games this year, I think they're a very balanced team. They can throw the ball and be successful. They have two game breakers at wide receiver and, three veteran tailbacks with a good offensive line. So I think you got to control the big plays. I say that every week to our team, if you control the big scores and, we've got to score enough points and put ourselves in a situation to be successful and not allow them just to run the football.
Got a follow-up from Alexander. Go ahead, Alexander.
Jace Freeman and Anthony Johnson both had really good games. They both had over 100 receiving yards, and Freeman also had a touchdown. what'd you see from them in this game and continuing through the season?
Yeah, Jason's a good player. He's had some opportunities throughout the year. He certainly stepped to the plate on Saturday on a couple of receptions, made some runs after, and obviously the big broken tackle and being able to take it the distance on the 98-yard play. You know, Anthony is a football player, and I'll state it at that. He finds himself open. He made some great catches again on Saturday. He's a guy we target. And we try to get the ball too. We move him around, so it's hard to say where he's going to be getting the ball. And, you know, I believe he's the fourth leading receiver in the CA, and him and Casey have something going, which is going to be special because Anthony's just playing his first year of college football, so he's got three more after this also.
And you had most of your options at running back. Johnny Martin played for the first time since the Richmond game. However, you guys still only had 70 rushing yards, not counting the sack yards. How will you guys look to up the run game next week?
Great question. Yeah, it was nice having Johnny back. Johnny actually didn't even practice till Friday, so he was only going to get a play or two. We moved Jaden Turner back from receiver to running back with Shekhi Carson out. Roland played. You know, we got to do a better job up front of creating some seams and hitting the plays. The plan was to throw the ball more, as you can see by the statistics. New Hampshire, we felt moving the ball that way would be positive. They fit the run very well. So, honestly, I think our balance was fine at the end of the day. We were able to convert some third down and shorts and third and mediums through the run game, which we hadn't done in the previous weeks. But we certainly want to get the run game back to where we're in the mid-150s week in and week out.
Got a follow-up from Sam. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, Coach. It's a fairly recent rivalry of sorts, given you guys coming into the CAA when you did. But there's been some good games over the years between Stony Brook and Villanova. Curious of your memories of playing them and what some of those battles have entailed.
Yeah, we've had some great ones. Our first encounter was in the playoffs in 2012, and it was a great football game here at Stony Brook. We've had some come to the last second where we've stopped them at the end of the game. They've won at the end of the game. We were able to win on the last play of the game down there in 19. So it's been a good rivalry. And, you know, Coach Ferrante and I know each other for a lot of years as we were both former O-line coaches. I worked at Penn while he was at Villanova. So great respect for their program, great respect for Villanova, and looking forward to another classic Villanova-Stony Brook football game.
Jack, before I let you go, you touched on that the Villanova offense and that running game, but their defense has put up some pretty impressive numbers, especially over the last couple of weeks. What do you see from them on that side of the ball?
Yeah. You know, I think they're very aggressive. Seem like they have the secondary to play man-to-man, which allows them to put pressure on you through blitzing. They do that very well. They move their front very well. Physical, athletic. Yeah, I think they got it rolling right now. When you talk about the things coming together, if you can run the football successfully, you're going to win football games. And if defensively you can keep points off the board and run the football, you're going to control the clock. So I think they've got it rolling right now. And it'll be a great challenge, but it'll be a fun challenge.
All right, Chuck, thanks so much for the time here this morning. Look forward to talking again next Monday.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.